The first half will be brought to you by the Savings and Loan Foundation. The third period by Marlboro and Alpine Cigarettes and Pal Razors. And the fourth period by the Ford Motor Company. It's a cold day in New York, a temperature of 20 degrees under fairly sunny skies, and there's a strong northwest wind at 25 to 30 miles per hour sweeping over the triple-deck stands and swirling inside the stadium. But this is the game of the year in professional football, the game that fans across the nation have been waiting for, the game that has everything. And for the third time in 3 years, the Green Bay Packers have won their way into the title game by topping the Western Division of the National Football League. For the second straight year, they'll be meeting the New York Giants, the Eastern Division champs, and the Giants will be out to gain revenge for the 37-0 defeat hung on them at Green Bay City Stadium last year. They'll be out to stop the league domination by the Packers, and they'll be working at it in front of the home folks here at Yankee Stadium. Again, this game will match coaches who a few years ago were both assistants on the Giants staff under Jim Lee Howell. It was just a little more than 4 years ago that Vince Lombardi left his job as offensive coach for the Giants and took over as head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Packers after Green Bay had lost 10, won one, and tied one in the 1958 season. In 1959, in Bangor, Maine, the Giants and the Packers met in an exhibition game, and the Giants won. Since that time, the Green Bay Packers have not lost a preseason game. The two teams also met during the regular 1959 season here in Yankee Stadium, and the Giants beat Green Bay 20-3. Since that time, the Packers have not lost a regular season game to an Eastern Division team, although the Philadelphia Eagles beat them in the championship game in 1960. So in the span of 4 short years, Vince Lombardi has taken the Green Bay Packers from the bottom of the league to the pinnacle of football success. But Allie Sherman, who took over the helm of the Giants after Jim Lee Howell retired, has known success too. Twice he's led the New York Giants to the Eastern Division Championship, last year with a 10-3-1 record, this year with a 12-2 mark. And the only prize that has eluded Allie Sherman is the league championship. And this is the prize his Eastern Division champions will be trying to win for him today. Over the years, these two teams have met 33 times. Green Bay has won 16 of those games, the Giants have won 15, and two have been ties. The Packers and the Giants have been matched for the championship on 4 occasions. The Packers have won 3 times, the Giants once. They met for the first time in a championship game back in 1938, and the Giants won 23-17 here in New York. The next year, in Milwaukee, the Packers gained revenge as they shut out the Giants 27-0. In 1944, Green Bay beat New York for the championship 14-7 at the Polo Grounds. And last year, the Packers recorded that 37-0 shutout at City Stadium in Green Bay. Altogether, the Packers have played in 6 of these championship games, winning 4 of them. The Giants set a playoff game record every time they win their way into this battle because they have participated in 12 of these games already, this being their 13th, more than any other team in the National Football League. The Giants have won the championship 3 times in those 12 games. The last time they held the league title was in 1956 when they beat the Chicago Bears 47-7. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment. Once again, the Savings and Loan Foundation brings you on behalf of your insured Savings and Loan Associations the game of games, the professional football championship of the National Football League. We invite you to join the more than 30 million Americans who make insured Savings and Loan Associations their headquarters for thrift. Remember, where you save does make a difference. And this game is brought to you by Marlboro, the filtered cigarette with the unfiltered taste. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro, so settle back and listen to today's big game with a Marlboro cigarette. And today's NFL championship game is also being brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Super Torque Fords, middleweight Fairlanes, fun-filled Falcons, and classic Thunderbirds. The new Fords for 63, the most popular cars in Ford's history. Briefly now, these are the tentative starting lineups for today's game. On offense, the New York Giants will have Del Schaffner at left end. At left tackle, Roosevelt Brown. At left guard, Darrell Dentz. At center, the veteran Ray Witeka. At right guard will be Jack Stroud. At right tackle, Greg Larson. At right end, Joe Walton. The quarterback will be Y.A. Tittle, who's had himself quite a year. At left halfback, we will have Phil King. And at right halfback, the flanker back, it will be Frank Gifford, coming back after a year of retirement. And the fullback will be Alex Webster. On defense, the Green Bay Packers will line up with Willie Davis at left end. At left tackle will be Dave Hanner. At right tackle, Henry Jordan. And at right end, Bill Quinlan. The left linebacker will be Dan Curry. The middle linebacker, Ray Nitschke. And the right side linebacker will be Bill Forrester. At the left corner position, Herb Adderley. At left safety, Hank Greminger. At right safety, Willie Wood. And the right corner man will be Jess Whittington. On offense, the Packers will line up this way. At left end, Max McGee. At left tackle, Bob Skoronski. At left guard, Fuzzy Thurston. At center, the veteran Jim Ringo. At right guard, Jerry Kramer. At right tackle, Forrest Gregg. And at the tight end, Ron Kramer. The quarterback will be Bart Starr. At left halfback, it will be either Paul Horning or Tom Moore. Coach Vince Lombardi has not committed himself as yet as to who will start in that position. The fullback will be the National Football League's leading ground gainer, Jimmy Taylor. And the flanker back will be Boyd Dollar. On defense, the New York Giants will have Jim Katkavich at left end. At left tackle will be Dick Modulewski. At right tackle, Rosie Greer. And at right end, Andy Robustelli. The left side linebacker will be the only rookie starting in today's championship game, Bill Winter. The middle linebacker will be Sam Huff. And the right side linebacker, Tom Scott. At the left corner position, Erich Barnes. At left safety, Alan Webb. At right safety, Jimmy Patton. And at the right corner position, Dick Lynch. And those are the tentative starting lineups for today's championship game. In this 1962 season, the defending champions, the Green Bay Packers, compiled a 13-1 record, their only loss being to the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day by a score of 26-14. Still, the Packers went right down to the final game before winning the championship, as the Chicago Bears edged the Lions 3-0, and the Packers put the icing on the cake by winning their final game against the Los Angeles Rams 20-17. Just the opposite of last season, when they took the Eastern Division championship on the last day of the regular season, the Giants found themselves in the same boat as the 1961 Packers when they clinched the division title in their 12th game this year. The Giants finished with 9 straight wins and a 12-2 record. Their only losses of the season came on opening day against Cleveland by a 17-7 score, and in their 5th game of the year when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat them 20-17. The difference in these two teams could narrow down to the difference between the two opposing quarterbacks, Bart Starr of the Packers and Y.A. Tittle of the Giants. During the season, there's been little to choose between them. Tittle is the more daring and probably the better long passer. Bart Starr is a fine short passer and probably the best signal caller in the league. They finished 1-2 in the final ratings, with Starr edging Tittle as the league's top-rated quarterback, but Old Yap threw 33 touchdown passes to set a league record. Tittle is the key to the Giants' success. He's 35 years old and is in his 15th season as a pro quarterback, 11 of them in the NFL, and this has been his best year. While he threw those 33 touchdowns, his gambles also put him near the top of the league in interceptions, as he had 20 passes stolen. But Tittle has the flair to keep the Giants' offense perked up throughout the game. He uses the pass so effectively that the ground attack is only a menace, used to keep the other team honest from time to time. Starr is not as apt as Tittle to call a successfully unorthodox play, but this also means that he's not as likely to have a play backfire. With his conservative style, he's the perfect quarterback for Vince Lombardi's system, a football machine built on the theory that the team that makes the fewest errors will win. Starr appreciates very well his team's strong running. He'll smash away with the league's top ground gainer, Jimmy Taylor, or Tom Moore, or Paul Horning. When the defense pulls in to stop the running, he starts to throw. It's obvious then that the Packers and the Giants base their offenses on different philosophies. The Packers set up their ground attack to tighten the defense so they can pass, while the Giants establish their passing game to open up the defense for their running. In throwing those 33 touchdown passes, Y.A. Tittle fired 375 times, completing 200 of them for a passing percentage of 53.3%. As we said, he had 20 intercepted. Starr threw 285 passes, completing 178 of them, or 62.5%. He had 12 touchdown passes and only 9 intercepted. For receivers, Tittle has Del Schaffner, who ranked 9th in the league, catching 53 passes for 1,133 yards and 12 touchdowns. Fullback Alex Webster caught 47 for 477 yards and 4 touchdowns. Flanker Frank Gifford gathered in 39 passes for 796 yards and 7 touchdowns, while tight end Joe Walton caught 33, scoring 9 touchdowns and totaling 406 yards. Bart Starr threw almost equally to end Max McGee and flanker Boyd Dollar. McGee caught 49 passes for 820 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Dowler took down 49 passes and scored 2 touchdowns. Tight end Ron Kramer, who was Starr's target when the going got tough, caught 37 passes and scored 7 TDs. On the ground, the Packers have the edge. Jimmy Taylor led the league, amassing 1,474 yards in 272 attempts for almost 5.5 yards per try average. Alex Webster was the Giants' leading ground gainer with 743 yards in 207 attempts, averaging 3.6 yards per carry. Taylor also led the league in scoring with 114 points as he set a new league record with 19 touchdowns, all of them running. However, New York's Don Chandler finished second in the scoring race as he totaled 104 points on 19 field goals and 48 extra points. Paul Honing, who set a record in last year's title game by scoring 19 points, was out with a bad knee for most of the season. However, he appeared in the Packers' final 3 games and is in good shape for today's battle. As late as yesterday, though, Coach Vince Lombardi declined to name Honing as his starting left halfback over Tom Moore. The rest of the Packers squad is in tip-top condition, with the exception of right guard Jerry Kramer, who will be playing today's game with a rib fracture. The Giants will probably not be able to use the services of halfback Paul Dudley, who has a bad knee. The Giants have a slight edge in both age and experience over the defending champions. The experience may be an advantage, the age probably isn't. When the 22 starters for each team are considered, the Giants average a year and a half older, 29 to 27 and a half. The experience edge for the Giants is more than a year apiece. Now, this can be accounted for in 2 places. On their roster, the Giants have 7 rookies, but only 1 is a starter. The Packers have 5 rookies. None of them are regular. The Giants have 10 players with 8 or more years' experience. The Packers have only 5, 2 of whom do not start. New York's veterans include defensive end, also assistant coach Andy Robustelli, with 12 years playing time. Quarterback Y.A. Tittle, with 11 years in the National Football League, 15 altogether in pro football. And Frank Gifford, Tom Scott, Dick Modzelewski, Jack Stroud, and center Ray Witeka, with 10 years experience. Rosie Brown has been with the Giants 9 years, and Jimmy Patton and Alex Webster for 8 years. The Packers' old-timers include Dave Hanner with 11 years' service, linebacker Bill Forrester and center Jim Ringo, 10-year veterans, and ends Lou Carpenter and Gary Knappel with 9 years apiece. As we mentioned, the only rookie starter in today's game will be Bill Winter of Little St. Olaf College in Minnesota, who will go at left linebacker for the Giants. As this season started, the Packers were odds-on favorites to win the Western title. As stated so many times this year by scouts of the other clubs, everybody knows what the Packers are going to do, but they do it so well you can't contain them. How can you stop good blocking and tackling? Execution is the key to the Packers' success. Coach Allie Sherman of the New York Giants lists 5 reasons why his Giants made it to the title game and rates them a better ball club than last year. First of all, Y.A. Tittle became thoroughly familiar with the Giants' system and their personnel. Secondly, Phil King established himself as a running threat from the left halfback position to diversify the Giant attack. Third, Alan Webb, an Arnold College graduate that the Giants picked up from the New England Sandlots last season, came through as a safety man to fill a weakness in the Giants' defense. Fourth, rookie Bill Winter did a fine job at left linebacker. And fifth, the offensive line has improved greatly over last year, especially in giving protection to Tittle. Even though the Packers are listed as favorites in this game, most everyone feels that Green Bay will not be able to repeat the 37-0 runaway of last year over the Giants. New York is hungry for revenge, and they're playing here at home at Yankee Stadium. 2 big advantages. A comparison of the offense and defense of these 2 teams in 1962... The Packers led the league in scoring with 415 points. The Giants scored 398. Given you the figures on these 2 teams, but in championship games you can throw the record book out, because it's the upcoming 60 minutes of football that counts. And we'll be set for the kickoff in just a minute.
John, You know, we've been looking at houses for a long time. And I think we should buy that ranch house we saw. It seems to have everything we want.
I'm not so sure. Maybe we could do better by building our own home.
Whether you buy or build your next home, you'll find the services of one man indispensable. He's a home loan specialist, and he's ready to serve you at any of America's insured savings and loan associations. He'll give you sound advice on financing your home, the down payment, the interest, the taxes, the monthly payments. And knowing what you can afford, he'll tailor a convenient home loan to meet your needs. Insured Savings and Loan Associations help over 1 million families a year buy or build their own homes. In fact, more home loans are made by Insured Savings and Loan Associations than by all other financial institutions combined. So when you find the home of your dreams, stop in at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan Association for a home loan personalized to your budget requirements, plus friendly, helpful service by home loan specialists.
And now we pause 10 seconds for station identification. Comes time right now to introduce the other half of this broadcast team and bring in the man who will be calling the first half of play-by-play for you. It's my pleasure to introduce Ken Coleman, who does the Cleveland Browns games during the regular season. Ken?
Thank you very much, Ted Moore, and good afternoon, everyone. We are waiting for the Packers and the Giants to come out of the dugouts now as 62,000-plus fans are on hand at Yankee Stadium. Repeating the weather situation, the temperature here is 20 degrees. There is a northwest wind about 25 to 30 miles an hour with occasional gusts. And down on the surface, it becomes a problem because it does swirl around. The Green Bay Packers are now being introduced individually as they take the field. Their offensive team going out there. Ray Witteka will be at center for Green Bay. Darryl Dess and Greg Larson at the guards. Rosie Brown and Jack Stroud. I'm giving you the Giants. Switching over to Green Bay, Jim Ringo is at center. Fred Thurston and Jerry Kramer at the guards. Bob Skoronski and Forrest Gregg at the tackles with Max McGee and Ron Kramer at the ends. Bart Starr is the quarterback. Paul Horning and Boyd Dollar will work at the halfback positions. Dollar, of course, is the flanker, and the great Jim Taylor will be at fullback. And Ted has already given you the Giants' offensive team. The referee today is Emil Heinz of Pennsylvania. The umpire is Joseph Connell of Pittsburgh. The linesman is George Murphy of Southern California. The back judge will be Thomas Kelleher of Holy Cross. The field judge is Fred Swearingen of Ohio University. There are also three alternates with the officials today: Norman Schachter of Alfred, Louis Palazzi of Penn State, and Bruce Alford of Texas Christian. This is a late arriving crowd, and the game scheduled to start a few moments ago will probably be slightly delayed in the start as the Packers continue to come onto the field, being introduced to the crowd here at Yankee Stadium. The starting offensive lineup has been introduced, and now the rest of the squad comes out to join them. And we should note that Paul Horning was introduced. Now, the Packers' backs and ends are wearing flat coaches' shoes. These are hard-top, ripple-soled shoes, and the Packer linemen are wearing cleats. When the Giants came out for their pregame warm-up, New York was wearing sneakers, and also these ripple-soled shoes, which we mentioned. They are not wearing cleats at all. Now the Giants are going to be introduced to the crowd here at Yankee Stadium. And coming on first, Ray Witteka of Northwestern. Darryl Dess and Greg Larson will be at the guards. Del Schaffner and Joe Walton working outside of Brown and Stroud, the tackles. Schaffner will be the split end. Walton will be in the tight spot. The veteran Y.A. Tittle at quarterback with King and Webster at the running back positions and Gifford as the flanking back. And it is interesting to note that to the crowd here, the Giants' defensive team is being introduced. And it will be up to the defensive team of New York today under Coach Allie Sherman to stop this great Green Bay attack. The Giants over the years have turned out some really great defensive ball clubs, and they're getting a tremendous hand as they come out onto the field now. The Giants in spite of the fact that their defense was introduced, will be receiving the kickoff, and they will defend the north goal. The Packers will be kicking off from the south end of Yankee Stadium. The sun keeps peeking in and out behind the clouds from the east end of this great stadium in New York. Right now, the referee, Emil Heinz, is out there at the center of the field. The Giants are just below us, loosening up along the sidelines. Y.A. Tittle throwing the ball to Del Schaffner. Ralph Guglielmi is also out there throwing. There was some question whether or not Guglielmi would be ready to play if needed, but they expected he would be all right. Frank Gifford this week did work as a T quarterback. Now the captains are at the center of the field, Robustelli and Witeka representing the New York Giants. And Jim Ringo is out there for Green Bay along with Bill Forrester. The indication that the Giants have won the toss and will be receiving. And the two teams go back for the final huddle now on either side of the field. And in a moment, they will be breaking onto the field, and this National Football League championship game will be underway. There they go, the Giants. And Willie Wood is getting ready to do the kicking off for the Green Bay Packers, setting the ball up on the 40-yard line. Corner and Count are going back into the deep spots for New York. At the moment, they are huddling in the vicinity of the 25-yard line, and now we see Counts and Horner going back toward the goalposts, and Joe Morrison is right up ahead of them at about the 15-yard line. Wood setting the ball up on the 40. Some of the Giants out there are wearing gloves, we notice. Darrell Dess, who is up front, has them on. And some of the Packers are also wearing gloves as the temperature is 20 degrees at Yankee Stadium. And now, Willie Wood is ready. And the ball, with all of the tension that is present at Yankee Stadium, blows off the tee. So Willie has to go up and set it up once again. Now he is stepping back to about the 35, and again it goes off the tee. And Earl Groh goes over to set it up for him, and now he's standing alongside and apparently is going to hold the ball forward as he prepares to kick off. Earl Groh is holding it there at the 40-yard line. And again, Emil Heinz comes to the sideline. There is a further delay now. And Forrest Gregg goes over to Groh. And now Willie Wood again gives the signal. And finally, we are underway at Yankee Stadium. A low line drive sort of kick that goes to Joe Morrison at the 15, up the middle of the 20, cutting outside to the 25, and dumped as he gets over the 30-yard line. Joe Morrison taking the kickoff at the 15-yard line and running it out above the 30, and making the tackle on the play was Elijah Pitts, and he got some help from Ron Kostelnik. The ball is spotted down at the 32 for New York, and it is first down, 10 yards to go for the Giants as Ray Witeka leads them out. Webster and King are set in behind Y.A. Tittle. Schaffner comes out wide on the left side. Tittle takes, and he gives it to Alex Webster, driving straight on and digging out a couple of yards. Ray Nitschke, the middle linebacker, and Dave Hanner, the defensive left tackle of the Packers, are in there to make the tackle on the play as Alex Webster burrowed in there to the 34-yard line for a gain of two to make it second down and 8 yards to go. Again, Schaffner coming out wide on the left side, and Frank Gifford is going out to the right. Webster and King are set in behind Tittle, who makes his call. Takes, gives it to King, coming over the left side, coming across the 35, fights onto the 37-yard line, and is taken down there as Jesse Whittington, the defensive halfback, is in there to make the tackle on the play. The ball is being spotted up there at the 38-yard line, so it's going to be third down, 4 yards to go for New York. Defensively for Green Bay, Quinlan and Davis at the ends with Jordan and Hanner the tackles. Nitschke is the middle guard. Forrester and Curry the backers. Whittington, Wood, Greminger, and Adderley are the deep backs. Third down, four at the 38. Tittle, draw play, giving to King. He's coming out to the 45, fights onto the 46-yard line. And again, it is the middle guard, Ray Nitschke, who is there to make the tackle along with Willie Wood. But it was Phil King that time, finding a big opening and digging in over the left side of his line and back of Des and Brown and fighting out to the 46-yard line. First down for the New York Giants. In the opening minutes of the opening period at Yankee Stadium in New York, the Giants have it, first and 10. Again, the veteran, versatile Frank Gifford going out wide to the right, and Schaffner split left about 8 yards off Brown as Tittle takes, fakes, and throws up the left side to Schaffner, and a down and out, and there's a flag down on the play. It was incomplete at the 42-yard line of the Packers. A down and out pattern to Del Schaffner, and Whittington was out there covering on him, and the penalty is against New York. The penalty will be against the Giants now. And back at the original line of scrimmage, the 46-yard line, the referee is going to mark it off, and it will be on Schaffner. 15 yards, and it's offensive interference called against the Giants. Schaffner on Whittington. The ball is back on the 29-yard line. Check it, just over the 30 on the 31, where it is first and 25 to go. Y.A. Tittle brings his club out. Now he's ready. He gave it to Webster, finding a hole and driving straight on, churning up the middle and getting out across the 40 and onto the 42-yard line. Hank Greminger, the left safety man, and Jesse Whittington, the right halfback, making the tackle on the play as he took it 11 yards to the 42-yard line. And it will be second down for the New York Giants as big Alex Webster found the opening right up the middle. Second down, 14 yards to go. Big Ray Witeka, 230-pound, 10-year veteran, comes out over the ball at center. Frank Gifford going out wide to the right. Schaffner again on the left side. Tittle back to throw. Looking, being rushed, and firing. Incomplete. He was trying to hit the tight end, Joe Walton, up around midfield as Walton was crossing from the right to the left side. And he threw it out of bounds, so it's going to be third down, 14 yards to go for New York at their own 42-yard line with 12 minutes, 36 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Scoreless game at Yankee Stadium. The Giants back in the huddle. Green Bay setting up defensively. Again, Gifford to the right. This time Walton comes out wide, and Schaffner is inside him on the left side. Tittle to throw, find a long pass for Schaffner. Overthrows him at the 20-yard line. Overthrow him by about 5 yards, and the ball is incomplete as Bill Quinlan got a good rush that time on Y.A. Tittle. So the Giants, with fourth down and 14 at their own 42-yard line, are going to have to kick the ball. And Elijah Pitts is going back deep with Willie Wood for Green Bay. They're standing back at about the 15-yard line, and Don Babe Chandler is in there to do the kicking. Chandler has averaged almost 45 yards for every punt he's made in the last 6 years in the National Football League. One of the game's great punters, and he boots it high and far, going downfield, and it is bouncing on the 14-yard line, and it is fallen on by a Giant, but rolls on into the end zone as the Giant player did not get enough to constitute possession of the football. Mickey Walker had his hands on it at the two, but it will come out to the 20-yard line, and Green Bay will go to the offense, first down and 10 at their own 20. A 58-yard kick going into the end zone, and for the first time this afternoon, the Green Bay Packers go to the offense. Jim Ringo at center, Thurston and Kramer the guards, Karonski and Greg the tackles, Kramer and McGee the ends, Bart Starr at quarterback, and Jim Taylor in behind him. It is a draw play to Paul Horning, and he drives to the 24-yard line. And up there to make the tackle was Bill Winter, the left linebacker. So Horning is in there in that starting lineup. Winter making the tackle as he came out to the 24. It'll be second down and 6 yards to go for Green Bay. Boyd Dollar is the flanking back. Taylor and Horning set in behind Bart Starr, whose average this year was about 62% throwing. Dollar Coming out wide on the right side, McGee is split on the left about 7 yards off Skoronski. This is Jim Taylor driving out to the 25, over the 30 for the first down, fighting to the 33-yard line, and Dick Lynch, the right halfback of the Giants, made the tackle on the play as he fought 10 yards to the 34, and it is first and 10 for Green Bay. They're noted as a ball-control team, and they're trying to grind it out on the ground in the early stages. For the Giants defensively, Robustelli and Cat Cabbage the ends, Greer and Mojalevsky are the tackles, Huff is the middle guard, Scott and Winter are the backers, Lynch, Patton, Webb, and Barnes are the deep men. Again, it's McGee, wide to the left, and Dollar swings out on the right side. Bart Starr looks over the Giant defensive team, takes and throws up the middle and hits. It is a completed pass, and it was grabbed by Ron Kramer, the tight end coming from the left side over the middle and getting out to the 44-yard line where Jim Patton was there to make the tackle on the play. And it is enough for the first down up at the 44-yard line. First and 10 for the Packers. Again, McGee going out wide on the left, and Dollar comes out to the right. Kramer is set up on the left side this time. Jimmy Taylor coming around the right end and fighting across the 45, bouncing off a tackle at a midfield. Over to